This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Next week, as Americans begin pouring into the nation's capital for the annual March for Life, January 20th, the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a child born after a failed abortion attempt should be given the same medical care as any baby born any other way. A CDC report shows a plunge in teen sexual behavior of 12%, with blacks and Hispanics leading the way with even larger drops. The percentage of teens admitting to sexual engagement declined from roughly 47% to 41% over 10 years, 2005 to 2015. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, the strained credibility of New Mexico AG Hector Balderas is getting more fuel as the University of New Mexico is admitting a researcher sold specimens from a local abortion clinic to a private out-of-state lab. And many pro-life union members are perhaps unwittingly supporting Planned Parenthood by failing to withdraw from voluntary union political paycheck contributions. Union transparency groups criticize subtle ways unions compel political contributions that counter the ideologies of large numbers of union workers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.